Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius satellite radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, and coming up, we're in denial. But first, we'll get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Allison. Many dead and injured in a pair of bus explosions in southwestern China. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from Shanghai.
These bus blasts, less than 3 weeks before the Olympics, will heighten tension in China. Xinhua News Agency says two people died and 14 were injured during early morning explosions on two buses in the southwestern city of Kunming. It blamed the blasts on sabotage. Police have started roadside checks to try to find the people responsible. Some news websites are reporting explosions on a third bus in Kunming, but this is unconfirmed. The news comes just 2 days after police opened fire and killed two farmers in Yunnan province in a dispute between a rubber company and farmers. These mounting reports of unrest in the run-up to the Olympics are contributing to ever tighter security measures in Beijing.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Shanghai. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says Iran gave the U.S. and other nations the runaround in weekend talks on its nuclear program. Iran has 2 weeks to respond to an offer. It would get a package of incentives if it stops enriching uranium. Iran has declined to stop in the past. It claims the enrichment is for energy, not weapons. In Colombia, hundreds of thousands hit the streets to protest their target, the rebel group FARC. NPR's Juan Ferrero has the story from Bogota.
They blew whistles, waved flags, and shouted by the hundreds of thousands. On Colombia's Independence Day, Colombians marched in hundreds of cities and towns, here in Bogota and Medellin, and as far away as Paris, New York, and Beijing. The objective was to send an unmistakable message to the FARC that they're a retrograde group that must stop kidnapping. The rebels hold nearly 700 hostages in the country's vast outback. The FARC had hoped to propel itself onto the world stage by releasing some of those hostages earlier this year. But the liberations only hardened Colombians' resolve against the group. Now that 15 hostages were recently rescued, people here are more committed than ever to pressuring the rebels.
NPR's Juan Ferrero reporting from Bogota, and that is your news for now. More online at npr.org.
This is NPR.